Open your Bibles with me to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 4 from verse 7. I'm so happy to see each and every one of us. Father, we thank you. There is none like you. We'll give you all the praise, all the glory, the honor, and the adoration. I believe in my heart that there is something very particular and very amazing about your life that God wants the world to see. Amen.
Amen.
And I think that is the proof of that are many challenges that you keep having. I think Satan is just very, very scared of you. And he doesn't want you to become all that God, you know, wants you to be. But he has failed already.
Yes.
You are going to be all that God has ordained you to be.
Yes.
Huh? I said you are going to be all that God has ordained you to be.
Yes.
Nothing is going to stop it.
Amen.
Absolutely nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So open your Bibles with me to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to start from verse 7. And this morning, you know, also we thank God for, you know, when we were at AKT this weekend, you know, the other guests, the other preachers who went with me did an amazing job, and I'm so proud of them. You know, Pastor Okwe in Ibadan, you know, did a fantastic work. Bola Adasa, you know, was such a tremendous blessing. You know, and you know, when I went to us, he was ministering, you know, what I was wishing was that the whole world, you know, there was like a speaker for the whole world. You know, I was pitying the whole world because I felt like the whole world should be listening to her at that very time. You know, it was such a beautiful and glorious sight. She ministered very powerfully. You know, she's such a blessed. Where is she? She was so looking as if she's not the one. I was wondering where she is, you know. She's such a blessed psalmist, musician, you know. Praise God. And I know we have not even tapped into 1% of the goodness of God that God has placed, you know, in our life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You shall fulfill all that God has ordained for you in life.
Amen.
Nothing is going to stop you.
Amen.
Nothing is going to stop you.
Amen.
Amen. So, when you go through a tough time, is Satan's last try to get to stop you from you flying and you becoming who God has ordained you to be. You need to know how to interpret tough times. You know, people say that tough times don't last. You see, but tough people do. You need to know how to be tough. As the way the Lord will have you to be what? To be tough. You see? The enemy brings challenges your way because he wants you to be discouraged. and he wants you to turn back. But you see, you must have, you see, as I'm preaching right now, I'm seeing us in thousands. Just preaching. It's as though I'm talking to 5,000 people at the same time. You must have a heart that has decided never to turn back. You know, the Bible says that if a man puts his hand on the plow and if he turns back, he's not fit for the kingdom. Listen, we are not led by lack of challenges. You see, a lot of people always go direction where there is no challenge. Sometimes your destiny is after you break through a challenge. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Never be afraid of tough times. You will go through the fire. You see? You will go through the storm. Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
But I say to you that you are taking off, you see, to the place where grace will take over your life. And so, tough times, you must know how to handle tough times. You see, a lot of people drop what they should not drop whenever they are going through tough times. They give up when they shouldn't give up. Now, the Bible says that verse 7 says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he said, but we have these treasure in thin vessels. Huh? Such amazing treasure. But fortunately or unfortunately, it is in thin vessels. Meaning that the vessel can, you see, if you judge the treasure by the vessel, you would think there is no treasure. Are you with me? The vessel is in trouble because of the treasure that's in it. Are you together with me? The reason why you are in a lot of trouble is because of the treasure that you carry and the treasure that your life represents. And that's why there will be trouble. There will be challenges. You see? But you must be tough, the way God will have you be tough, to pull through those challenges till you get used to breaking through challenges. You see, it is just the way driving is like a life skill that everybody should have. You see? Also, dealing with treasures, dealing with challenges, and dealing with troubles is meant to be a life skill. Huh?
Yes, sir.
It's meant to be such a life skill that Satan now knows that it doesn't favor him whenever it brings troubles to you. Like, when there is trouble, you should like, your true nature should rise up. You should be aggressive. Are you together with me? That is how you should be. We are not of them that draw back unto perdition. We are not of them that change our minds when things don't go smoothly. You see, we are instructed by our convictions, not by our feelings. Huh? Instructed by what? Our convictions, not our feelings. And we supernaturally believe that it is possible. Huh? We just have this consistent belief in us that it is what? It is what? It is what? Can you say it is possible? Can you say nothing is impossible?
Nothing is impossible.
You must have that grit and ruggedness. You see, if you are going to fulfill destiny, that it is possible. One man who has it in such an amazing way, who the Lord has used for us as an example, as a template, is the man called Abraham. The Bible says that Abraham hoped against hope. That's a very difficult thing to do. You know, when mathematics gets crazy, that is when you are asked to hope against hope. It's a tough mathematics. Usually, in math, they tell you to find only one variable. You see, and they try to make every other thing, you know, present. I say, three things are present. Use the three things to find out the one that is not present, right? Say 2x or 2 plus x equals 3. Then you now find the x. You just do something that you are looking for just one thing. But when the math become crazy, they now give you like two things to look for. Eh? Or three things to look for. Eh? Find X, Y, and Z. Now, usually, we are usually asked to have faith. You see, but after hope has been supplied. Because faith will substantiate hope. So there's an assumption that there will always be hope. So all you need to do is to find faith. But for Abraham, there was no faith and there was no hope. That's the meaning of he hoped against hope. Are you with me? So before he could even have faith, he had to go and derive hope. First, solve for hope first. So that after he has discovered hope first, then he can now apply for faith. Are you with me? So, for Abraham, it's not just that I don't have faith. It's that there is no hope to even place faith on. But friends, Abraham looked for the hope. And he says he hoped against hope. It's something close to daydreaming. Are you with me? Listen, if Abraham can hope against hope, you also will hope against. If you say there's no hope, you have to go and look for it. Because there is hope. But the enemy has hid it from us, like our maths teacher. But we, and some of us know how to find it at the back of our textbook. Go and find it there. You know, sometimes you look at it as if, you know, so those days I look at it as if I didn't see it. You have to be tough. You have to be tough. You have to be tough. You have to believe. Listen, because if you don't believe, God is not working with you. I tell you the truth. I've told you so early. God doesn't work with people who don't have faith. You have to keep believing. Based on belief. Your belief has to be strong. Listen, I believe, you see, that faith is the greatest Christian topic. It's one of my beliefs. That faith is the great, because it's like you can't do anything without it. Do you understand that? It's like you can't like interact with the realm of God without faith. He said that we have to believe that he is. So it means that God will not even appear if you don't have faith. It means God does not exist to a man that doesn't have faith. And you see, faith is not just that I believe that this will happen. It's first a state of ruggedity. spiritual ruggedity. It's not just something will happen. It's not just, I believe God for a car. It's just a state you are in. You are just a believer. He says we have to believe that he is. He said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is. Then a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You must have faith. You see, we are not going anywhere. We are not advancing in the will of God for our lives without faith. You need faith. You need faith to a point where faith becomes your common sense. Faith. We're talking about building now. It's a step, it's a crazy step of faith. You see, but it's beyond the step of faith. It has become a life of faith. You see, faith keeps you advancing. Faith always talks about what next. Faith always talks about what next. Which mountain are we taking next? Which demon are we seeing next? Faith always talks about what next because resident in faith is the awareness of the tremendous power of God. And you are looking for where next to direct it. With faith, the kingdom of God moves. With faith. The kingdom of God can only move by faith. Without faith, the kingdom of God is not going to advance. You must keep believing. Believe. So it says that the treasure is in earthen vessels. So it means that the vessel is not protected, you see, from natural impact. God did not protect the vessel from natural impact. God has not protected you from impact. You see, you are protected from destruction, protected from injury, but you are not protected from impact. So far you're on the earth, you're already involved in a contact spot. Yeah, it's a contact spot. Contact spot. You're going to be impacted. You're going to feel the impact. You know, today we're going to pray, for example, after the service, remind me, we need to pray for protection because of what the Lord showed. Because it's a contact spot. You will be impacted. But guess what? You would overcome. Yes, listen. If you can receive the promise of overcoming that Jesus said you would overcome, be of good cheer. You see, if you believe you would overcome, it will be unintelligent not to believe that you will be challenged. It will be an unintelligent thing that if somebody tells you, Umabori, then Ogunwani. If they say you are more than a conqueror, how can they use conqueror for you? You know what they call conqueror? When you say conqueror, what comes to your mind? Battle, war, violence, blood. I tell you. I tell you. It's like that. Some of the victories you are going to have are the victories that your generation did not have the courage to face. Yeah. Yes. You are going to defeat devils that has defeated your whole lineage. And then it gets to your point and you are saying, not anymore. It ends with me. For some of you, poverty is ending with you. I tell you. It's just stopping with you. Bad homes ends with you. You see, the demon that has been enjoying his life all this while, running through your bloodline, do you think he's going to just be happy to allow you just... No, you are the one putting your feet down and say, it ends now. Friends, a lot of things in my family has ended with me. It just ends. And that's your story also. Amen. There are some sicknesses that are ending with you. Amen. There are some characters that is ending with you. You are that special ingredient that puts purity and puts and sanctifies your bloodline. I tell you. You sanctify your bloodline. Yeah. It's now okay to be born from your bloodline. It's no longer a bad thing. It's now okay. Am I talking about you?
Yes, sir.
I wish I can hear your voice. Am I talking about you? It ends with you. So the treasure is put in what kind of vessels? Earthen vessels. That the excellence of the power may be of God. You see? Do you know what that means? It says that I decided to put the treasure in earthen vessels so that when power shows, it will be sure and obvious that the power is not from the treasure. It's not from the vessel, but the treasure. That's why they made the vessel weak. So that everybody can see. So that when glory, when victory comes, it can never be this vessel is the treasure. So God made the vessel weak so that the excellence of the power may be of God. You see? Not of us, the vessel. You see? So when you see your incapacities, it is proof of the great capacity that is resident in you and that is to be revealed through you. Are you together with me? You see, it is what is in you that God wants to unveil. It's not you. Are you together with me? So you don't have to improve you. You just have to announce what's inside. Yes. Are we together, friends?
Yes, sir.
What's the next verse? We are hard pressed. You see, he's trying to tell us what goes on with that vessel. That vessel is hard pressed. Now, friends, does this make any type of sense? How can something be hard pressed? And it is hard pressed from every side. It is hard pressed from every side. Do you understand that? Every side. How can you press something hard from every side? And it impressed. Not that it didn't press. It pressed. When you say we are hard pressed, it means that not that they tried to press us. It said we ourselves are hard pressed. So when you see us, Do you understand? So we are hard pressed on every side. But what happened was that we were not crushed. Now, every other person is crushed even before they become hard-pressed. Talk less of from every side. But we who carry a type of treasure, when they hard-pressed us, we are not crushed. You see, so sometimes the reason why God delays that blessing sometimes is that he wants the devil to try more. Are you together with me? You think the miracle is always the billions. Sometimes the miracle is your ability to survive with nothing. Now, I won't give you anything. Let them press you on every side. But somehow you are still surviving and surviving joyfully. You see, that's God's own testimony. If you survive because you had everything, they will think it's because of what you have. So sometimes God will not make the supply look like there is anything. But you are just gliding. And then people will still come and be demanding things from you. Like, what did you see in me that made you think? Are you together with me? Why do you think I can do this for you? See, as you're fresh. I don't know that. Your favorite song is by your grace, O Lord. Oh my goodness.
Jesus.
Not crushed. Not crushed. So the reason why we are not crushed is not because we are strong. It's because there is a treasure in us that has made it impossible for us to be crushed. It says we are perplexed. You see, perplexed, but not in despair. When you are perplexed, you should be in despair. We are perplexed. We are tired there, but at the same time, we want to do more. You understand? We are tired, perplexed, but we have not lost our passion to do more. Perplexed, but we haven't given up. We are not in despair. Yeah? Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down. These are very strange things, though. You know, Paul sometimes looks like a very amazing copywriter sometimes. The kind of copies he writes. No, these are amazing copies, I'm telling you. Like, how can something be hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed? You know, imagine you do an ad of a car hard-pressed. Like, the car is hard-pressed, accent everywhere, and the people inside are still drinking juice. And he just wrote a Mercedes. Hard pressed, but not. I'm telling you, like, hard pressed. And then people are rushing and go and check the people inside. And people inside are still discussing, planning their wedding. And they're saying, your car is hard. So it's Mercedes. It's Mercedes. Hard pressed, but not crushed. Not crushed. Persecuted, not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. Are you together with me? He said we always carry, you see, the dying. Are we together here? Of the Lord. You see, let me say this to you. You see, the resurrection of Jesus, is his life, is the life. You see? Are we together with me? But the dying is the principle for the life. You see, resurrection is not the principle. Dying is the principle. Resurrection is fruit. So anyone who will live resurrection life must perfect the dying life, because dying is the principle for the resurrection. Kubaya. Can I talk to you here? Yes, you see, oh my goodness. So when dying is to be ministered to you, say God will allow the earth to try its best on you. You see, but that process, what you are learning is the dying of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are learning the principle of death. You are learning the principle of death. Meaning that, son or brother, meaning that, you will be going through something adverse, something not pleasant, but the Holy Spirit inside you will be teaching you response. You see? It will be teaching you divine response. Now, as you are operating divine response, you are carrying the dying, but you are not just carrying the dying for carrying sake. You are accessing resurrection power. You see? Can I talk to you? You see, the way to carry resurrection power is to allow the Spirit of the Lord to determine your response when dying is being administered to you. Let me give you one scripture. When you look at the book of James, where's my hard copy Bible? Is there? All right, no worries. Thank you. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
James chapter 1. Verse verse 1. James, a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes. Are we here?
Yes, sir.
To the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. You see, are you together with me? So you see, those who have the Holy Spirit, they sometimes also run. You know that? Like they can scatter you, like they can scatter them. Persecution can scatter. You see, some people think that when you have the Holy Spirit, you see, you are a superman when God wants you to be. But when God wants to allow you to be, you see, greetings, my brethren. So it's not saying your response to that scattering, is that you are going to have to count it joy. Are you together with me?
Yes,
meaning that this, what is happening to you is a negative thing. But now, the Spirit is now telling them the response to it. That this is the accurate response to what's happening now. If you can respond accurately to it, you are going to enjoy resurrection. Because you are now learning how to carry the death of Jesus. You see, when you look at the way Jesus behaved when he was about dying, that is how he carried his own death also. You notice that there was in the prophecy of how he was going to die, they spoke about how he was taken as a sheep, you see, to be sheared and to be slaughtered, but yet he did not open his mouth. He didn't say anything. You see, that's how to carry the dying. So the Holy Spirit will teach you how to be in your times of being hard pressed. Now, you see, if you do not allow the Holy Spirit to teach you how to be in the time of being hard pressed, you see, you are going to be crushed, or you are going to remain the same. I'm telling you that tough times, is opportunity for new flight. Don't waste it. After now, you will fly. The Bible talks about how if we have suffered with him for a little while, we shall also then experience glory. Oh-ho. The people I'm speaking to, are they in this room or another room? You are in this room, Abby? Where's my scripture? It says, you should count it all joy. So it means that joy is not a feeling alone. It's a reality existing in me that sometimes I need to make a decision to operate it. Are you together? You see, in the world, then you laugh when something is funny. In the kingdom, you laugh when nothing is funny. You understand? In the world, something will be funny for you to laugh. But in the kingdom, koni funny rara. Oh, they're God already. Now, that one is joy. Where you are laughing, but you suddenly notice that tears are coming out of your eye. But you are promising God. God, I promise you, it's laughter. That's why, if you only want to do the things you feel like doing, you're not going to walk with God. Huh? So sometimes when they say, shout, some of you don't shout because you don't feel like. No, they didn't say shout because you feel like. Because when you shout because you feel like, Satan will be at work. Because Satan knows how to make you shout. By the time he causes one serious crisis in your life, you will shout. But God is saying, just shout a shout of joy. You see, and sometimes he's saying, just laugh. You see, the ultimate psalm we read, why do the Eden rage? Why do the people imagine of anything? He says, he that sits in heaven, he will laugh. Now, it's not laughing to a comedy. You see, it's laughing to an awareness. So, James says, you count it all joy. You count it all joy. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Can I preach here?
Yes, sir.
You need, oh my goodness, you need to count it joy. You need to count it joy. What did I say you do? You count it joy. You sum it as joy. It means that you drain, are you with me?
Yes,
you drown your challenge into the presence of God. You are going to drown. It's like you take the challenge and just drown it into your spiritual dimensions. You just drown it in. It means that I'm not going to go and join. I won't go and play away with my challenges. I will bring it home. So I'm going to use a home advantage for every challenge. And what's the home advantage? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That is the kingdom of God. So I'm not joining my challenges where it is. I'm inviting it to come play in my stadium. Are you together with me? You can't enjoy. That's why you also must know how to consistently be in your stadium. Because you will lose a way. I tell you the truth. You lose a way. You lose a way. Are you with me? So you have, am I preaching here? You, this is what the Lord will have me say to you. You have to arm yourself, you see, with things that keep you at home. Eh? What do? You, listen, never make it difficult. Never make spiritual ascension something difficult for you to get. Never. You must make spiritual ascension easy. It means that you must surround yourself with things and people that can quickly make you ascend. See, because your challenges just need 5 minutes to take you out. So when you touch something, it should be something that can cause you to ascend. When you check your contact list, you see, yesterday I was feeling some of it. I said, I need to ascend. I just picked up my phone because I've downloaded too many books. So I just went to check one of the books. As I was reading the book, it was like a refresher course. You see, it's either I read that book or I meditate on how I'm feeling. You see, but if I read that book, I will carry that feeling. I will bring it home. And usually when you bring those things home, they run away. Listen, you are not as sorrowful as the greatness of the problem. You are as sorrowful as how far you are from his presence. You see, you are not sorrowful because the problem is big. You are sorrowful because you are far away. So you have to make yourself, you have to make it, listen, this is the reason why, are the things you should fill your gadgets with, your house with, your walls. You should just be filling everything with stuffs that remind you, so that when you turn like this, you see, be of good courage. Fear not. You turn like this, no murmuring zone. You turn like this, fear is of Satan. You just begin to see things. But if you have kept monkeys around you, you just share what you are going through. You just share one monkey. That's why I told you, you need to be realistic. Some of you have realistic friends. I told you, you need to be realistic. All this spirit something, you need to be realistic. Listen, in life sometimes, you just have to smoke away your pain. You have to smoke away your pain. Just unwind. Stop being hard on yourself. You are being too, just unwind. When last did you unwind? When last did you say, all right, I just want to have just relax. Your guards are too up. Calm down. My brethren, count it all joy. You see? So it's a command from God. Tell somebody, count it. Say, count it all joy. When you fall into various trials. Woosha. So even though the trials around me, I'm going to stay in joy. My brother, can you get up? Let me prophesy to you. This brother, yeah. Let me prophesy to you. Then stay here. You count it all joy You see? You count it all joy. You see what the Lord says I should tell you is that he's adding up. You see, that which was lost in the past is coming back later with interest. Thus says the Lord, what you lost, what dropped off you? He says, I'm bringing it back later, but it's coming back better. Amen. He says, so don't mourn about it. Don't wish it wasn't gone. Don't feel bad about it. It's all adding up. And the little things I'm telling you to do now, those are the things that matter. When the time is ripe, I will open the page again, Amen. Says the Spirit of the Lord. You can have your seat. Count it all joy. You know, somebody came to meet me and said, I prophesied to the person. The person said, after the service, said, sir, I need to see you, sir. I said, why? He said, everything you said. He said, sir, it's like that. It is like that. I said, what were you expecting? It's always like that. It's not trial and error. If you think it's not like that, it's because you don't even know what it is. We're not trying. We're not trying to sound. What I'm saying now, the English I'm speaking, is it not real? Is it not what you are hearing? So when I'm prophesying to you, exactly what. It's not, I'm not like, oh Lord. It's like real. It's like talking to you like this when I'm prophesying. Like, I just want to be proud. Like, I just needed a minute of pride. You understand? Before I go into my message, just like some seconds of arrogance. If you have not seen before, raise your right hand, you know. Count it all joy. The gift of prophecy is here. Yeah, because when you acknowledge something, it increases, you know. But the spirit of a prophet is subject to the prophet. So if I don't, that is here doesn't mean I have to prophesy. Yeah, we're big boys now, you know. When we're small, it will be controlling you. You think you are doing something. You have to do what God will have you do. Yeah. Oh, Mondi Kabaya. Let me tell you something. That is your son name. Is it Omalele or Malile or? Your son name? There's Lele, your son name. There. Omo. Omolale. Get up, Omolale. Let me give you a prophecy. But I will put it in a very nice way so that me, you, and God will understand the prophecy. So that the rest who are like gossipers will not understand the God. But do you know that when, you see, one of the things I'm prophesying to you, one of the things that I don't like, everybody here who have been with me for a while, no, I don't like beach. Water, I don't like water, I don't like it. You see, because anything that can lead to mistake death, I don't like mistake death. I don't like mistake. I don't like unnecessary death. Like, if I want to die, let me go. Maybe Boko Haram catch me, kill me. You know, all those kind of real death. So I don't like water. Now, you see, some people, when they go to the river, you see, they stay close. The water will come. They will run away. Like, they will, you know, but sometimes if you go too much, you see, and that water comes, the people, it's not every time you can be sure. You might get to a point where you will not be able to return. You see. So when the grace of God helps us, you see, not to test some waters. Why? Let me tell you why. The reason is because there is a calling over our lives. You see, and that calling is the distance. Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
How do you know you should not be a thing represent water? Because it's not close to what God has called you to. Let me show you Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and sin which easily ensnare us, and let us run with endurance. You see, the race. So you mean there is a race. There is a weight.
Do you understand? Now, their location are two different things. So how you know something is a weight is that anything that is far from your race is a weight. So we need to leave everything that represents weight. And the way is to run. You see, anytime you are not running, you are engaging weight. You understand? Anytime you are not running. So the Lord is saying to you and saying to all of us, we need to run to something else. If you are not running, you see, what I'm saying, you can't leave weight without running. You can't just say, you know, I've left weight. No, if you are not running, do you understand? Get up, let me talk to you. Get up, you get up, I'll beat you, get up. Now, without running, you understand, there is no leaving any weight. So you can't leave weight casually. You only leave weight with what? With running. You have to be aggressive. Without aggression, are you with me?
Yes.
Without aggression, we will remain the same.
Yes.
And so there are some of you, my sister, you, and some of you here, God is calling you to aggressively run towards your destiny. That what you are missing, what is missing in your life is aggression. Like you are too gentle and too careful and you are too calm around what doesn't look like what God has called you to. And you are playing and God says, you are better run. The power of weights is because we are waiting somewhere. If you run, the weights will drop. You have to run. You have to make aggressive decisions away from things that doesn't take you close to God. That's the word of the Lord. You can have your seat. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. We have to run. And there are a lot of people here, a lot of us here. We have to run. We have to run. You see, you know what happened? When that running starts happening, your vision will change. Your vision will be fixed back. Then you can now know what is called looking onto. You see, when you are not running, when you see people looking on Jesus, you look like, what are they doing? Well, you start running, you will now find out. Are you together with me? That there's something called what? Looking onto Jesus. Let's go back to our scripture. Are my friends here?
Yes, sir.
How many enemies have I made?
None.
Are you sure? I think I have like 8. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. No, is this my scripture? All right, okay, let me just use this. Knowing that the testing of what? Of your faith. What is it producing? This patient here is not suru. It's not suru. It's a divine ability. It's like a character of God. You see, this patient is the ability to watch Satan expire himself. Like you have the capacity. Satan would dance. You know Satan likes drama. But it takes those who carry the patience of God to see Satan doing his drama. You will watch Satan, he will dramatize. And you won't be afraid. You will be troubled. After dramatizing, he will not be tired. You will not say, yeah, get out, idiot. Yeah. Patience. Why are people lying and doing fraud? They haven't developed that patience. What's harassing them is their current lack. So they are lacking, they are afraid. Will I be anything tomorrow? Shimale, you're back. I'm already 28. I've never counted 500,000 in my life. He's not patient. Not suru. He's not solid inside. If he's solid inside, he'll be doing what God asked him to do. He'll go to the office God asked him to go. He will collect the small salary they are giving him. He will focus on what God is telling him to focus. He will learn everything. Then Satan will just find out that this guy is not traumatized. He's not even afraid of tomorrow. How can you be afraid of tomorrow when eternity lives in you? Oh my goodness. I'm seeing God stuffing us with substance this morning. Like I'm saying real impartations going on. What's your name?
Eh? Wow, wisdom. That's a powerful name. Wisdom. Aradomekesi. I want you to see him after the service. Talk to him after the service. Say wisdom after the service. Don't stop him. Just share fellowship. It says, knowing that the testing of your... So James is giving perspective and said, this trial, I want you to count it, Joy, because your faith is being tested. Now, the word testing of your faith does not only mean to test whether your faith is true or not. No, it's talking about the trying of your faith, which is the purifying of your faith. Do you understand? Why? Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
Because with faith... Are you listening to me?
Yes,
you see, when you have faith, Chris, this is what happens. When you have faith and you operate faith, God will use faith to also give you other supernatural virtues. That's why faith does not always bring results 24 hours. Because sometimes the result of faith is another supernatural character. Bible talks about via those who receive the promise via faith and patience. Says, I count it all joy. The trying of this time around, what we want to use this faith to produce this time around is what we call patience. Let's read. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Oh my goodness. Lacking nothing. In our way, if any man lacks wisdom, lacking nothing, when that work is done, you lack nothing. So it means that, imagine if you didn't have this toughness I'm talking about. If you didn't have faith, immediately the trial came, you just let go. Not knowing that the trial was meant to progress you from trial to patience, from patience to perfect, to complete, to lacking nothing. Hey, yeah, yeah. Listen, the devil is in trouble for all he has caused you. Because you are coming out 10 times better. I say you are coming out 10 times better. I feel like saying he messed with the wrong person. I said he messed with the wrong person. I said the enemy messed with the wrong person. You are coming out better. You are coming out with greater wisdom. You are becoming perfect. You are becoming wise. I said the enemy messed with the wrong person. He messed with the wrong person. You are coming into another level of equipment. You are now equipped. You see, he attacked you as a child, but now he's going to receive you as a man. Let's go back to 2 Corinthians. Let me begin to tie it up. Persecuted, not forsaken, struck down, not destroyed. Always crying about in the blood, the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death. Do you understand? Those who live are always delivered to them. Always. So you see, you need to learn this preaching, because if you want to live, have life, you have to be used to how to manage death, because like death will be always. I said, when you talk about the ball and water, you come, don't you go and glorify. Oh my God. Yeah. You see, challenge is the meal of one who wants to live resurrection life. Yes. Yes. Challenge is like that. On this earth, you see, this earth is full. Anybody who told you this earth, there are no challenges, this earth, that person is living with Satan. But if you are living opposite Satan, there are going to be challenges. But I tell you, the Bible talks about how God causes us to triumph always. Didn't you read that scripture very well? They said the triumph is always. If you choose always triumph, you must also choose always battle. Yes, no. Yes, no. But you see, it won't be battle to you anymore. It won't have the same emotional harassment it comes with. Another challenge you. Many challenge you. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
We have challenges always on our table. Always. I have challenges always on my... Always. If you see me smiling, it's a choice. I have a reason not to. But I have a greater reason to. It's a choice. The challenges are plenty. That's why those who pray for me, I tell them, you see, if God reveals something to you that is like a challenge, you don't tell me, just deal with it. So my prayer warriors only tell me good things. Yeah. When my prayer warriors call me and say, God is showing us this, I say, they don't even do it again. They just say, all right, we have good news. All right, the bad news, they will deal with it in prayer. The good news, I will receive it. Because the bad news is already on my table. It's already plenty. Oh my God. And even God does not show us all the things Satan... You see, if you see all the things Satan wants to do, you... He doesn't rest, I tell you. A man doesn't rest. Even Jesus said he left him for a while. Wow. For a while. What a blessing. What a blessing. Can you say, I live?
I live.
It's not that I exist. I live.
I live.
I mean, like anywhere I go, resurrection life happens.
Yes, sir.
Life happens.
Yes, sir.
Anywhere. Anywhere I go. Put me anywhere. Put me anywhere. Put me in the office. I don't have to come to church for life. To anywhere you put me, resurrection life. Because I live. That's the name of my OS. That's the name of what operates me. I live. Are you together with me? I live always. I live always. Delivered to death for Jesus' sake. And the life of Jesus also may be made manifested in our mouth. So this life that we are accumulating, is getting to a point, is manifesting in our mortal body. Do you know that's the mystery of laying of hands? It's our practice of how to transfer what's in our spirit through our hands. You see, that's why the man of God will take his coat and put it on you and you are healed. Why? Because the life is so flowing that even our mortal body is carrying it. Yeah, it is. It is. The Bible says they took aprons from the apostles and they used it to... There is life everywhere. Are you together with me? Oh, you see, if we live our life well, even our things carry life. If we live well, our things... If I give you my biro, you will do well. You won't pass exam. You won't pass exam if you don't read. But I'm saying you will contact something. Yeah. If one sweet small girl can give you sweets and you meet yourself in a place in the night. A small girl can... You see, if you are not serious with God, one small girl will give you sweets. You just wake up in the middle with boxers under one tree. I tell you. People have wasted their lives. Like, how can you, a old human being, they will use your head for jazz. You see, I do not only blame those who did it, I also blame you who is useless. How were they able to use you for jazz? If they were able to use you for jazz, is it better? Because somebody would have married you. You who can be a soap. You're now going to marry a whole human being. So maybe just protect the girl that is already so efficient. Because your life is currently not worth more than soap. But if you carry something, you say, when the Babalawo meets you, you say, ah, Paul, I beg mommy, what's the right here? I mean, you don't know what we carry, do you? You don't know what we carry. Ah! You don't know what we carry. Listen. If you enter a bus where they are using cane and cutlass to beat people, beg them. Beg. Give them everything you have. But if you enter a bus where they are using jazz, hug them. I say, what a day. What a day. Listen, if they can use jazz to carry you, go back to this other, just go.
What a day!
What a day!
You owed one time for me. You see, when I was 16 years old, I used like to break the door of herbalists. They were herbalists. Sorry, they brought some herbalists from the village in Ekiti State. I used like to break them. I said, rubbish, will I by? I insulted them and chased all of them. I was 17 years old then. I didn't even know much. With what I know now, yeah. What a day. Dave voice, they remain small. Two guys offended me. I remain small. I had to run away. Because I would have introduced into their generation, you see, what they will need to go for deliverance for. Yeah. And they knew. They knew. They were playing games with me. I said, ah! I left them. They were rushing somewhere, but they had to wait for like 3 hours. They said, they're not going anywhere. I said, no, you can't go. They said, no, we're not going anywhere. They said, you know what happened? That's what we're telling them. I said, we're not going anywhere. You have to bless us before we go. You have to say a blessing before. I said, you are blessed. You can't go. He said, no, sir. Are you with me? Herbalist. 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 See, if herbalist can do anything to you, you see, I don't know how to put it. Herbalist. So when you see the herbalist, say, you will tell the herbalist that, ah, it might be no. Like if an herbalist challenge, you say, ah, it might be no. Ah, could it da for him more? Am I be no? Ah, could it da for him more? Ah, could say to my jade la rain to my shuriri. You see, when God anoints you, when the Spirit is in you, you will be inspired. You have inspiration. You see, the realm of the Spirit works with words. God will give you one. You see, when a spiritual man hears a word from another spiritual man, when you have learned how to wait on your spirit, to know what to say, you won't even make noise. No, it's the prophets of God that make noise. We leave the noise to them. We, the prophets of God, don't make noise. Say, Abanis, or which? So you mean you had the effrontery? You see, when a witch harasses you, you ask the witch. So you mean you had the effrontery to stand before your Creator to say you are a witch? Aye, Ojafo Lomo, have you? You see, I was in university then. One cultist, I was working in the midnight to pray. One cultist called me. He said, "Hey, who goes there? You?" You know what I did? I ran towards him. I ran. I said, "You call me." I ran to him. I said, "You call me now." He said, "No, why did they call?" Amy. You are gone. You are finished. Listen, I run away from trouble. Because of the generational destruction I'm capable of, I run away. I don't want to see myself in that. Both physical and spiritual trouble. Physical, not just spiritual. Even physical. The thing mix with me. Mix. So whenever I see that thing about to come out of me, I just walk away. I walk away because... So it says it even manifests in our mortal bodies. I remember those days, one guy troubled one of my members in the fellowship. The guy's screensaver is the head of a human being. Him holding it is a screensaver. So that's how feared he is. You see, when I was done with him, he off his two sandals to swear to me that he would never near her. I used to go and bust cultists with paramilitary people. They'll come and carry me to go and bust cultists in the midnight, 1:30 a.m. So we bust their door to go and arrest them. I tell you the truth. Because when that thing enters you, fear can't be there again.
Fear can't be there again. There's no fear in sin. So he says the thing we carry here manifests even in our mortal bodies. All right?
Yes, sir.
Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
I see God bringing you to a higher spiritual awareness.
Yeah.
So then death is working in us, but life in you. So it means that when you allow the death of God, of Christ work in you, you'll be a supplier of life. Be a supplier of life. Suppliers of life don't have drama. No, they don't have drama. It's inside. It's natural to them. You just give up life. I want you to be a giver of life to everybody around you. Everybody who works for you. Everybody you work for. He says, but death is working in us, but life in you. Right? And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we speak. Right? Knowing that he who raised up the Lord will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. Let's read. For all things are for your sakes, that grace having spread through many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Say, I do not lose heart. Come on, say, I do not lose heart. This is what the Lord said I preached to you today. He says, even though our outward man is perishing, there's going to be a season where the outward man will be perishing. There's always a season. There's always a season where it doesn't look like it. There's always a season. All of us go through that season where it is full of pressure. He says, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Day by day. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So there is something going on every day. You see, if you are living as God will have you live, that nobody can see on the outside. Are you with me? Outside looks challenging, but make sure inward is progressing. Inward life. You with me? So every day, make sure you are hearing from God. Make sure you are hearing from God. Make sure you are doing what God will have you do. Make sure you are confessing. Make sure you are saying the right things. You see, it might not look like it outside. Your bank account might not change. Nobody might be looking at you. Nobody might send you. But make sure something is going on inside. Make sure there are those spontaneous screams of joy. Spontaneous excitement. Make sure you are just enjoying your inward life. Just make sure that is going on. Are you together with me, Christian? Child of God, are you listening to me?
Yes,
make sure that thing is going on. You are hearing God is speaking to you. You are obeying him. Everything still looks dark around you. But make sure there is life inside you. Day by day. Renewal day by day. Make sure there is daily renewal. Make sure you are listening to one message today. You are reading one book. You are walking in one obedience. You are attending one prayer meeting. You are speaking in one hour tongues. You are obeying God. Make sure that is happening every day. Make sure there is renewal going day by day. What's the next verse? For our light affliction. You see, the ability to call it light affliction is because of what's going on inside you. What you're calling light affliction, somebody has screamed, I'm dead, I'm gone. But you know you are not dead, you are not gone because it's joy. You have learned to count it. This is just light affliction. Come on, shout light affliction. Call it light affliction. Say this affliction, you are light. Say you are light. You are not heavy. You are not destroying me. You are light. It's light. So it's this life, our light affliction, which is but for a moment. It's passing away. I said, friends, it's passing away. Come on, don't do something permanently crazy for just a momentary light affliction. Don't be crazy. Don't do that. The affliction is light. And it's passing away. It's just for a moment. But guess what? It is working for us. It's not what I've been preaching to you. I said it's working for you. Your afflictions have come to work for you.
I said they are working for you. It's working for you. Put affliction to work. It's working for you. It's working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. You are not heavy, but you are now measured in glory. You are not more measured in money. You are not measured in marital status. You are not measured in social status. You are not measured in anything natural. Your measurement tool is now what? Glory. Ah, you are measured in glory. You are measured in glory. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
It's working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight. That's the last verse. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen. You know what? You have developed the capacity to see what nobody is seeing. It means that you have developed the capacity to engage with the intangible realms of God. You have developed the capacity. You now know how to judge your life beyond what you have and what you don't have. You can now judge your life by true virtues and true qualities. Are you together with me? Because we know that the things that are seen, they are what? They are temporal. Are you with me? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I see a champion rising. I see a champion rising. There's a champion. There's a warrior. You know, I see someone here whose children, when your children grow, they'll be grateful that you are their mother. They'll say, what a mother we have, because you yourself will raise warriors. And oh my goodness. Oh, I like the things that I'm seeing. I like the things that I'm seeing. I like the things that I'm seeing. I'm seeing women like Deborah. I'm seeing powerful women of God. I'm seeing women of God. That's what I'm seeing this morning. I'm seeing women of God. I'm seeing powerful women. Women who know the Lord. Women who can focus on the things of God. My God. I see them. I see them. I see them. I see prayer warriors. I see women who are peddlers of truth. Peddlers of life. I see them all over the room. Are not carried away by the mundane, who can do business with God, who can war with the things of God. I see them. I see them. I see them. They are masters of industries. I see them. They are strong. They are strong. They are smart. They are sharp. They are wise. They are anointed. They are blessed. They are skilled. They are swift. They are grace. They are oiled. Ah! Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Arakapoyo kotomos. Hey! Kalabababababaradiash. I see men, strong men. Men who receive visitations from heaven. Men who burst into encounters. Men who can lead their families aright. I see men. I see men. Karakwash. Kotome Shaganina, Ika Borodo Sopelisha, Ella Kandua Kakoba, Salatamaya. I come on, let Tomias. Hey, I see men and women who have the strength to shift seasons. I see men and women who can bet new seasons.
Who can midwife the will of God? Who can midwife the days of God? Who can midwife the seasons of heaven? I see men who can pass through fire, who can walk through water, who can leap over walls.
Jesus Christ, I'm all around. You are Latin beggar. So
be on your feet, everyone. Be on your feet. Aradabashatulaba. Oh, yes. Aradabashakatulaba. Jesus, do a prayer.
Friends, you are losing your ability to turn back. You will never turn back. You are moving forward. You are pressing forward. You are breaking through every limitation. Whatever the fire, you are going to pass through it. And you're not dropping any precious thing on the way. You are not. Oh my goodness. 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 The Lord is fortifying you. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Are we together here? We're going to ask for supernatural strength. We are going to pray in the Holy Ghost. Listen, I know what we're talking about. The Lord is shifting us to another. He's giving us a different mindset. The mindset of those who are really more than conquerors. Are you together with me? The Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. By receiving supernatural strength. Are you together with me? To execute the will of God. You are saying, my life will execute fully. The fullness of what God has ordained me to execute. And I'm going to do it by his strength and by his power. Can you lift up your mouth and begin to pray in other tongues? Pray in other tongues. Makaraba shadarabadia. Mandorobogo zekateleba shalabai. Aragatola bashia paradis. Aragadila baga soko tolobosha. Aradila baga soko tolobosha labi. Elekatona ni akasika. Mandele katola bashando rabaya. Aragatolo borogo nobogosia. Sheketele baragadia basoko tomana. Aragadia kaso. declare over your life that I will always find myself in the presence of God. I will create a life that is always easy for me to access God's presence. You are making a covenant that you will not flow again from any other thing aside from the presence of God. Come on, open your mouth again to pray in the Holy Ghost. Kabo Shabbat.
Come on, who is like you? Who is
His help to us. By you, O God, we leap over walls. By you, O God, we run through troops. We're not turning back. We're not turning back. We carry in our bodies the dying of Jesus. So that we are able to administer life. Pressed on every side, but never crushed. Perplexed, but never in despair. Persecuted, but never forsaken. Oh, Father, we bless you. Can you hold somebody? I want to pray for every one of us. From the book of Isaiah, book of Psalms, chapter 91. The Bible says, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fly by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. I come against every plan of the enemy. Every plan of the waster. He will be unable to perform his enterprise. You are free from the pestilence that walk in darkness. Amen. Okay, come, let me lay my hands on you. You are free from the pestilence that walks in darkness. Amen. Not the destruction that wastes at noonday. Amen. You are free from the terror that is at night. Amen. Nor the arrow that fly by day. Amen. 1,000 will fall by your side. 10,000 by your right hand side.
Amen.
But it shall not come near thee.
Amen.
You are free in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No terror.
Amen.
No pestilence.
Amen.
All the plans of Satan to bring you sorrow have been destroyed.
Amen.
It's been aborted.
Amen.
You shall have reason to rejoice.
Amen.
Now and forevermore.
Amen.
In Jesus' powerful name, I prayed.
Amen.
Can the people shout a very resounding amen?
Amen.
God bless you. Shalom.